Okay, Rabosai. So what we've been discussing until recently, we've been discussing the various limits that there are on plowing a Shnei Ilan. And we had the, of course, the Shnei Prakim HaRishonim, and we had the possible D'oraisa of Bechor Shebekotzir, or the Halacha L'Meishim Sinai, of there's a 30 days Tosefes for Shvias, and we had the new situation in which where there is no Beis HaMikdash, that we don't have these limitations, and Rebbe Gamliel went and actually darshaned from the Pasuk, or according to the other approach, he canceled the Takana of the Chachamim because of the fact that it was incorporated in the original Takana, but in any event, we were able to get around that. And now, again, according to Rishonim, there's a sheet in the Bavli that this din of 30 days before is still in effect. Rishonim holds it's not in effect at all, and you can continue to plow your field. But the original time for a Shnei Ilan was Pesach. And only a Shnei Ilan allowed you to continue to plow all the way up until Shavuos. So we needed to define what is a Shnei Ilan. And in defining what is a Shnei Ilan, we got into the idea of the basic shiur, which is 50 by 50 amos, which is called sufficient space to plant a Beit Sa'ah. We got into the machlokas and whether three trees planted anywhere in that area would be enough to matir the entire area, or whether they have to be properly spaced. All those kind of questions we discussed. How productive do the trees have to be? Well, we thought they have to be productive enough to actually give you the 25 kilo or so of pressed figs. It turns out that they don't need to be productive. Actually, as we saw yesterday, they need to be big enough so that if they were healthy fig trees, even if they are actually pine trees, they would have produced that amount of edible fruit for humans, which is a totally different way of looking at it. And that led us into a new question, which is, that's all about trees, but how about saplings? So that's called a new halacha l'meishim Sinai of Eser Nitiot. And that din of Eser Nitiot, that you're allowed to continue to plant all the way till Rosh Hashanah. Oh, now we never had that idea before. So here there's a special halacha that's matir, halacha l'meishim Sinai, that is matir planting, I'm plowing all the way until Rosh Hashanah itself, and which implies that if you don't have those 10 nitiot all spread out evenly, as opposed to the three that could be anywhere, spread out evenly throughout the entire Beit Sa'ah, so then if you don't, l'chora, you cannot. But if you cannot, how are we matir in today in doing it all the way up until Rosh Hashanah? This gives us a second halacha l'meishim Sinai, unless this too were dependent specifically because of its linkage to the other halacha l'meishim Sinai with which it was said, which is the idea of nisach hamayim, and that was also only when there's a Beis HaMikdash, obviously, we see these as being related to each other. So we got this new idea of Eser Netiot, and yesterday we learned that the Eser Netiot, they won't work if they're in a straight line. They won't work if they are surrounded by fences and stuff like that. And the reason that it won't work is because these nitiot are not really spread across the entire field because they do not yet have an extensive root system. And therefore, as opposed to the three mature ilanot, they need to actually cover the entire area in order for us to be matir going ahead and plowing. But once we are matir, we're matir even more for them than we would for the big trees, and that's because they are more sensitive. So yesterday we talked about the issue where they're very productive but still sensitive, or vice versa. We have older trees that are not productive but are not sensitive, and we went through the approaches to that. Now, the question is, today we start at halacha vav, and over there the Mishnah says as follows, that this halacha of Eser Netiot is also for pumpkins. So if, and obviously we're always fond of pumpkins specifically, so if you've got your Netiot and your pumpkins, my gosh, you've got Xmas and Thanksgiving all together, this is crazy. But anyway, so you've got your Netiot and your pumpkins together in one field, you
Halloween,
can,
Rebbe, Halloween.
Oh, whatever, Halloween, sorry. Okay. So you've got your Netiot and your pumpkins in one field, You can actually combine them, and they have a din of Esther Netiyot to continue till Rosh Hashanah. Whereas Reb Shimon ben Gamliel says, if you've got 10 pumpkins, forget about Mitzdarfin. If you've got 10 beautiful pumpkins, this guy just won the international competition for pumpkins. You know how much his pumpkin weighed this year? 2,900 pounds. One pumpkin. So, man, if we're talking about pumpkins, let me tell you, says Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, 10 pumpkins will definitely do it for you. You don't need any netiyot. You can plow the entire Beitza until Rosh Hashanah without netiyot. So he argues on the Tanakhama, even if it's all pumpkins. Now, we never defined what we mean by a netiyah. How old is a tree? And it's still considered to be a netiyah. So Anematai Nikru netiyot. So Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, well, Achi Yachulu. Now, Achi Yachulu is very confusing. Achi Yachulu could be a lashon of lichalel, which would mean what? That if it's neta ravoi, remember the din of the fourth year produce, neta ravoi, requires chilul, like Maaser Sheni, the money is brought up to Yerushalayim, and so on, right? So maybe that's what he means, after you do chilul. Or achi achulu could mean until they become chulin, not pidyon, and it would mean there's no iser left on them. So that would mean that they are fifth year trees. If they're in their fifth year, then they're totally secular. You don't have to worry about anything about these trees. Okay, that the Gemara is going to ask, what does Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah mean when he said that? Rabbi Yoshua Aimer, no, it's only if it's 7 years old, then it's considered no longer to be a netiyah. Rabbi Akiva says, listen, a netiyah means a netiyah, okay? And therefore, as long as we still refer to it as a tree I just planted, you know, so then that would be a netiyah. But, I mean, if it's past its year and so on, why would that be a netiyah? Now, let's talk about another issue that is no gaya defining a netiyah. It often happens that an older tree was cut down and it re-sprouts. Now, the question is, how much does it need to be cut in order for it to be given a din of a netiyah? So, an ilan shenigmam v'otzi chalifin. Let's talk about a tree that was cut and it's got nothing but a stump. And now shoots start coming out of that stump. So if the stump was cut lower than a tefach above the ground, then we see this as a new tree and as a din of a netiyah. And we're going to see that this is nogea. Tomorrow we're going to see this is nogea other dinim as well. This is nogea orla. Is it considered to be a new tree and we have to start counting orla again or not? So the same thing over here is true. We give it a din of a netiyah. But if the stump was a tefach above the ground, then it's still a tree. So claims Rabbi Shimon. Getting to the Mishnah, says the Gemara, Hanitiot v'hadiluin, but even the Tanakhama, says the Gemara, is only if you've got mostly nitiot, more than the pumpkins. Rabbi Hananya b'reid Rabbi Hillel boy, I just want to make sure that I understand this correctly, right? I mean, we're all agreed that the Mishnah is not talking about any type of gourd. We're talking about a delat yevanit. That's a big size pumpkin, man. And that is enough to say that it has the din of a netiyah. So the greatest size of a delat is always a delat yevanit. We had this legabi, the dinim of kilayim. Hotiv Rav Mana, says Rav Mana, now wait a minute. If you believe that, what are you going to do about the braisa? The braita says, if you've got three zucchinis, and now zucchinis are not very big, you know. If you got three zucchinis, three pumpkins, and four netiyot, you can also combine 10, and that allows you to be koshen kol beitza bishvilan. So, I mean, if even a zucchini is okay, and we treat a zucchini like a netiyah, why in the world do you, Rabbi Hananya, believe that only a giant pumpkin Yevanis, a very big diluin delas yevanit. It's certainly you don't need a delas yevanis to be bigger than a zucchini. Yes, says the Gemara, you're absolutely right. Rabbi Hananya was not talking about the first part of the mission with the Tanakhama. 100%, that's true. The Brisa makes that true. Rabbi Hananya was saying that according to Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, which is the next part of the Mishnah, where he says, you don't need any nitiyot. If you've got 10 pumpkins, that also gives you the right to be chayrish the entire field. That is what he was referring to. So, alei, Rabbi Hananya Bere, the Rabbi Elboy, that was there that he was suggesting that obviously we would not give you the rights to a whole field just because you got zucchinis. You got to have some serious pumpkins. And the only serious pumpkin in my vocabulary is a Dalat Yevani. So over there, it's Mistavra B'Dalat Yevani. But if you're talking about where you only have pumpkins, that's completely different than the Tanakhama, which is talking about where you need to have Natiyas. Okay, so fine. If you need to have Natiyas and you have Rov Natiyas, then maybe it's possible that there's a sub-machlokas about whether you can combine zucchinis with pumpkins with natiyas. Anyway, there are a number of different approaches to the sugya. We'll just take this simple approach, at least until Chazor. Now, the next thing that we said in the Mishnah is ad ematai nikru natiyot. And we've got a big machlokas here. So Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said, except that in the Yerushalmi we don't pronounce olives, remember, and therefore he becomes Reb Lozer. Hey, Lazer! There ain't no such thing as Lazer. There's only Elazar. But when you drop your olives, you end up with Lazer. Okay, so Reb Lazer says, Ben Azariah, how do we understand Achi Achulu that he said? Mahu, what did that mean? Did it mean a lotion of Yecholo to be paid there? So then it would mean Achi Yipadu? Or does he mean Achi Yeasuchulin, that there's no Kedusha on them because it's a fifth year produce and there's no Kedusha after Netar Avai? Reb Abba Bar Yaakov B'Shem Reb Yochanan said the Mishnah definitely means Kini Batnita Achi Asuchulin Elehem. It doesn't mean somebody's paid to them, because this has to do with their agricultural maturation, not with their heter. So therefore, we're saying that netiyot only become ilanot, they're only mature trees, in Shana Chamishit. Now, if this is how we understand Reb Elazar ben Azariah, that means that he is talking about the botanical element, right? So then that is very much true the way Rabbi Yoshua understood the whole Mishnah. Because look at the Braisa over here. Rabbi Yoshua Omer, in a ton, Rabbi Yoshua Omer, these shiurim are not referring to all trees. Each one of these shiurim is referring to a different botanical situation. That's the point. So when we say, says Rabbi Yoshua, we talked about fifth year becomes, which is, of course, the way we're understanding now, Reb Elazar ben Azariah, fifth year. And then we said, some say in the sixth year. And some say in the seventh year. What do you think that means? That it's a machlokas about all of the different trees? No. They're talking about different trees. The point is, Ella, if you're talking about gifanim, you're talking about grapevines, fifth year is enough for them to be considered fully mature growing trees. If you're talking about fig trees, then you need for them to get to the sixth year. If you're talking about olive trees, they need to be in their seventh year to be fully productive. So basically, yes, there are trees that are ilanot in their fifth year, and that is true, as Reb Elazar ben Azariah says, but it doesn't mean all trees. It means grapevines. That's all. You have to make that clear. But wait a minute, says the Gemara. That's crazy. I mean, do you never walk around the street and see fig trees? You get these little tiny fig trees, you know, and they're sprouting out of the corner of the street where there's a little space of ground, and comes out a fig tree. And like it brings fruit very early. We see these things that they produce all of this very exciting figs, and that's early on. And you see that Even by the time of Purim, they've been planted already presenting trees. So what are you talking about? You need until the sixth year. Amar Reb Yudin Bar Tarfon, excuse me. But remember, we do not measure the tree by its actual production. We measure the tree by its size and associated root system, for heaven's sakes. How many times do we have to go over this? So Amar Reb Yudin Bar Tarfon, lo uvia. You still need the development of the thickness of the tree, of the height of the tree, don't you? So it's a little tiny bush. Don't start talking to me about it just because it produces fruit. Therefore, it's a mature tree. The idea of a mature tree versus a natia has to do both with the vulnerability and extent of its root system. Which brings us to the end of today's exciting Yerushalmi, which finally deals with the question. But I think it would be nice. We don't have Richie, so I don't know. But I think it would be nice, if you don't mind, for us to continue till the end of the parak. And therefore, Omer, we still have some minutes, even though we told Daniel we'll finish by 9:30. You know, we can still do it. Omer, Reb Yudin Bar Tarfon, lo ufya. Okay, what's the last thing that we learned in the Mishnah? If you cut a tree down and it resprouts, what's the halacha? So we said, if it's a tefach high above the ground, it's considered to still be the old tree. If it's below a tefach, then it's considered to be a netiya. And we have this machlokas, binogea other issues. Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov, both of them basically are onto the same idea. The Amr of Shmuel ben Nachman, Rabbi Yonatan, and also he said it in the name of Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov, Hagomemet Karmo, so a guy cuts down his grapevines, and he cuts them down to less than a tefach, and now they start growing. He is chayev to treat it as if it's orla, but this is because of marit ayin. It isn't really orla, but since people may not realize it, and it's can lead people to be makeable orla, so the chachomim were geizer that if it's below a tefach, it's considered to be new growth. Okay, so then that's basically agreeing with Rabbi Shimon. Because Rabbi Shimon was the one who over here said there's a difference between a tefach and less than a tefach. And that doesn't mean, remember, in general when we say X and Y, amru davar echad, it doesn't mean literally amru davar echad. We've seen this many, many times, that amru davar echad means they tend in the same direction. Doesn't mean exactly the same thing. Vis-a-vis the question of a tefach versus lower a tefach. Yes, they agree. But according to Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov, the whole thing is only Maris Ayin. Masha'inke and Rabbi Shimon was saying, no, this really is Chayavan Orla Midioraisa. But Divrei Chachamim, who argue on Rabbi Shimon, the only time that we say that you do not view it as Orla is that you have to worry at Orla is Ach Yigo Me'ima Oretz. If it's flat ground level over there, yes, we say that is really considered to be a new tree, even Minioraisa. But above that, you know, we're not going to be Gozer because even Midrabanan, we're going to make that Orla. You see very clearly, by the way, that the situation over here, when we say Amru Davar Echad, can't possibly mean Amru Davar Echad, because the Rambam paskins like Rabbi Shimon when it comes to the Dinim of Shemitah, and that these things are a netiya if they're less than a tefach. But he paskins the Gabi the Din of Orla like the Chachamim right here, who say, no, it's only if it's Gomum Ad HaKarka. So obviously, Amru Davar Echad is a classic tending in one direction. Halacha lamaisa, there's no real contradiction in the Rambam, obviously, paskening like the Chachomim binogea the sugya of Orla, and there's at the same time paskening binogea the Natiyas and Shemitah, the paskening like Rabbi Shimon. And hadran alach ad ematai. Now that does not mean, oy vavoy, how long will it take us to get back to you? No. It means we will get back to you perek ad ematai. In this case, we'll really get back because the next perek is also called ad ematai, just to make sure that you don't get confused, you know. So we have the ad ematai stay ilan, And we have Ad Imatai, stay lovin'. Okay. Great. See you, Bezrat Hashem, with Besurot Tovot, Hoshiat Amecha, Orechet Nachlatecha, Or Eim Venas Eim, Ad Ha'olam, Kol Tov.